It's 8:55, 65 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning with Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, export numbers out this morning, Ellen. What are those doing to the market so far?
Actually, they were super good, I thought, in the corn. And the thing that I thought was the most noticeable, that we really have played catch-up with year-ago levels, cumulatively speaking. We're now only about 3% behind a year ago, whereas we were running 10% the first of the year. USDA is projecting total yearly exports to be down, I don't know, around 7%, 7.5%. So good exports there. Corn market's struggling, though, to stay on the plus side. Actually, we're just down a hair a little bit this morning, a quarter to a penny and a half lower. And we probably need to take a little bit of a breather, even though the crude oil pushed back over $50 early this morning on the nearby July. We haven't been able to hold up there. China does have auctions today for 2 million metric tons of its corn out of the reserve at about $200 a metric ton. That figures out to about $5 a bushel. The last couple of auctions have been disappointing, not many buyers. On the soybean sides, again, bean export bookings were not very strong. We're seeing some interest in buying the beans, but not right here. I guess the big question is this panicky market led by the meal, the soybean meal on the spot side, is that about over with? Where will farmers do the selling of that last dab of old crop beans probably is a big question. Certainly the Eastern Corn Belt basis is red hot. The Western Corn Belt basis is lukewarm at best. On the wheat side of things, the Russian grain crop looks to be in rather good shape, and there were some projections out overnight for them to their total grain to be 107 million metric tons. Big question I have is on the hard red winter wheat crop. If these storms that have come across Kansas over this week's time have done some real damage to the crop. We're seeing the livestock market just a hair on the weak side down. I guess we're up about a dime in the June cattle, but down about a dime in the back months. We're talking about a slightly lower cash price. Wednesday's modestly higher prices in both the feeders and the live cattle look pretty unconvincing to me. However, the beef cutouts, the choice beef cutouts, look to be getting stable. Speaking of cutouts, on the hog side, we've got pork cutouts at seven-month highs. So we should be seeing this hog market continue to show firmness. The June is down about 7 cents right now, but the back months are up as much as 20. We've got a weaker dollar this morning. That should be a little bit supportive on the grain side, although it's not helping things out right now. We're down about 30 points. And on the crude side, I think it's going to be important to watch if we can get and close above $50 a barrel here today. It would bode well for a very strong weekly close. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Great to hear from Ellen on this Thursday morning with a look at the commodity markets weather-wise. Pretty good swath of rain is moving through our area this morning, and we'll see what happens on the back end of that, but could see a little sunshine as the day moves on. High of 86 degrees with south winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. The low 68, south winds 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. The high 83. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.